and welcome to our monthly music special, Insight Music, here on Cap Radio. My name is Nick Bruner. I host Hey Listen every Saturday night right here on this radio station. It's Cap Radio's smorgasbord of unexpected and underheard music.
I don't even need my spells to shut it down.
Like that guy, Damien Verrett.
I can stir the fire inside, breathe smoke with.
Now, as you can hear, there are swirling R&B loops, all framing Damien's powerful while still gentle tenor voice. Damien's been making music in the Sacramento scene under the name So Much Light since around 2014. And he visited us at Cap Radio last year for an in-studio session. We started our discussion talking about his first big break.
I think everybody gets like one really lucky cold call that will be responded to, and mine happened to be like an email I sent to the label manager at Anti with a demo I recorded. The label manager at Anti is this great guy. His name's Andy Calkin, and there are very few people like this in the music industry, but he's one of those dudes who will listen to like a demo and sign an artist based on that. Don't send him unsolicited material. He won't listen to it. I'm going to kind of paradoxically cross out that last statement.
So wait, so back up a little bit. So you didn't send it totally blind to Anti Records.
No.
You had a relationship beforehand. Did they contact you or did you contact them first?
My manager at the time contacted them.
I see.
So it wasn't unsolicited, but yeah. So he heard it and he liked it. And it wasn't like right off the bat, like, yes, we're signing this kid. There was some like back and forth of like, okay, like what does the next record sound like? I sent him some more demos. I went and met them, had some conversations, and
So they're thinking even further out in the future then, like, so as opposed to like maybe like the one album that you're working on, and the, I mean, they're interested in that, of course, but they're also thinking like, what else?
Yeah, ideally we're like partnered and we're both along for the ride.
So when all that was passed and all that was done, what did that feel like to you?
Pretty surreal, just because I did grow up listening to a lot of bands on that label. You know, at that age too, I kind of felt like getting signed to a label was making it, and then that was it, and like I didn't have to do any work for myself at that point. But that has proven to not be true. It definitely was like a huge burden lifted. I had just graduated from school. I was kind of having to decide if music was something I wanted to take seriously or if I could take myself seriously, like as a college graduate, like pursuing this goal. They kind of swept in like right when I needed them to.
That was nice of them.
Yeah.
I can do the math in my head. Laying down, she'll be getting out of bed. If I can do the math in my sleep. Keeping you from me, baby. Why's it gotta be so complicated? And why I gotta go against the world to see you smile? Why's it gotta be so complicated? So simple, 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 how I feel. So simple, 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 simple. I can talk as long as you like. Think it would be just to say goodnight. Hey, I can go as far as you need me. Just a stone's throw, keeping you from me, babe, babe. Why's it gonna be so complicated? Hey, why I gotta go against the world to see you smile? Simple, 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 how I feel. saying it. Why kept going against the world to see you smile? Why is it gonna be so complicated?
That track is called Simple How I Feel, recorded live in our studio by Damien Verrett. My name's Nick Bruner, and this is Insight Music, a monthly special on Cap Radio. We're featuring some of the best in local pop this go-around, and right now, my conversation with Damien, who makes music as So Much Light, we're discussing his signing to the prominent independent label Anti Records.
Yeah, it opened a lot of doors from a production standpoint, just because I recorded most of what I had done up until that point in my bedroom, like in the closet. But it allowed me to go into like the nicest studio I've ever been in. And I got to meet the guy who's now my like engineer and like mixing engineer, Jason Cupp, who I wouldn't have been able to afford to work with otherwise. And now he's a really good friend and like number two as far as like producing these songs goes. That was the main thing. Just, I'm not going to throw down real money on like my music. I can't afford to do that. I was super broke. Still am broke, but.
So besides being broke, what else remains difficult? Like, what hasn't changed regardless of the fact that you're now on Anti?
I mean, it's still an indie label. It's not like it's a huge development deal from like Columbia Records or something, you know? So I still have to like build my audience and I'm still touring in a really DIY fashion, you know, which I like because it's what I'm used to. I think the most difficult thing was realizing my expectations were not in line with reality and things weren't just going to change overnight. And now that, you know, it took a little while to like let that sink in and realize how proactive I still needed to be in all these areas that I thought, oh, that's their job now. Like, you know, it was a learning experience.
What were some of those expectations that you had that were maybe a little loftier than could be accommodated?
I think like press relations, I thought maybe there are people that like a label can just call up who are just going to, you know, like, don't they know somebody at Pitchfork who's just going to like review this song now? Like, that's not how it works. There needs to be some kind of momentum behind something before anybody will care to listen to it.
Well, good luck getting an interview at Capital Public Radio. I hear those guys are bastards. So.
Special episode, the kind you can watch with your folks. There's something sentimental and anecdotal. Gonna go through the motions again. She really likes the song around that I had on the corner. Self-referential, confessional. Gonna go through the motions again. All over creation, sweeten the tears, saccharine the masturbation. Nothing special like a soul, a message that's shoved in your throat. Open wide, more of a fighter. Gonna go through the motions again. The ribs are right. The hammer on the bend is light. Kick on the distortion pedal. Crank the levels. Gonna go through the motions again. Searching all over creation. Sweeten the tears. Separate masturbation. Separate masturbation. over creation. Satan has his saccharine and masturbation.
Next Thursday night at Golden Bear in Midtown Sacramento, catch an embarrassment of Sacramento music riches with live performances by So Much Light, as well as Sea of Bees and Trey Burt. That show kicks off at 8 o'clock. Infectious Glitter Rock coming up next as we get talk and tracks from Davis artist Lillian Francis. That's just a minute away when Insight Music returns.
You'll change your mind. Two taps, one pop, one call. Two buttons, one I don't know. But you know me, same thing.